Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Final hour of Grant and Danny, and it pleases me to say, on a guest-free day where we're just hanging out with you guys, we've still got a handful of people that want to chime in and a few lines open. Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines available at 800-636-1067. We'll get into, starting at about 118, some attaboys. Give out some game pucks, if you will, for some of the players that we have been the most impressed by, some of the members of the organization.
We're going to run out of pucks. There's a lot.
We need just a bucket of pucks.
I need a big old truck of pucks. Do we have a puck guy?
Gotta tell you, if you played for the team and or were on the staff last night, you might be going home with a puck.
How about if you wore red yesterday, you get something? How about Chris Baker just trolling the bejesus out of Tampa Bay fans?
I love that.
He's making faces and guys behind him like, you dirty rat, boo to you. No one's saying peep because he's
enormous.
Was
he in the arena again last night?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, he was doing his bit, man.
That's great. That's full-fledged. A good bit, by the way. He's got all kinds of animosity toward them because he had a bad year with the Bucks too.
Yeah.
So they probably booed him and don't like him. Yeah. So that's good. You're on our side.
They didn't really boo him to his face. They like whisper booed him.
Oh,
like,
no.
Boo.
Although I will say it seemed like the Lightning fans, by and large, I'm sure there were some jerks in the crowd, were really good to the Caps fans. Like the video and stuff that we saw from Caps fans in the concourses and the arenas, you got people coming by as they're being interviewed going, congrats, guys. Good luck against Vegas.
It's
not like Pittsburgh or Philly or
the
some
Rangers.
Place where you got this rivalry where everyone hates you.
It didn't seem that toxic, but at the same time, I don't feel the least bit guilty about sending them home. Terribly sad.
Why would you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't get the same satisfaction of the destruction of Saruman, aka the Pittsburgh Penguins. But man, oh man,
two times in the last 3 years, the Lightning have been up 3-2 in the Eastern Conference Finals and blown that lead.
Mm.
That tastes a little bit like some of the awful food we've been cutting and putting into our mouths for a while.
It's a little sour. It when it first hits the palate.
I want to try something again. At the beginning of the show, I asked you a few different ways how I could make an announcement. I've got a couple of other suggestions, if that's cool.
All right. Okay, so let me get these. So how many are you going to do?
I'll give you three.
Three again? Okay. One, two, and three. All right, go ahead.
Here we go. The first one. I'm calling this all business.
Mm-hmm.
The Washington Capitals are headed to the Stanley Cup.
That's short, to the point. That's the, okay, guys, we're meeting. This is what the topic of the meeting is. Now let's go from here. That's very business. I like that one.
I'll call this one show tunes.
Okay.
The Washington Capitals are headed to the Stanley Cup final.
I like that one. That's breaking out in song when no one would really do that. That's what a musical is. And you moved your hands really well. You gave some finger vibes. That one's good, too.
I'll call this one Wake Up the Neighbors.
All right.
Let people know.
Wake Up the Neighbors.
Something's going down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The Washington Capitals are headed to the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, that's
Which one do you like best?
Again, we found it just like at the top of the show. I love that number three.
You do?
The other ones are good.
So
but
you want volume.
I love that
I
number
think
three.
Two was good. I tell you what, I'm going to take out a pen and some paper.
Two's
here.
Good, too.
Give me your pen.
Here's take this
All
pen.
Right, you give me three, and now I get to grade your three.
All right, number one is sportscastery news voice. Okay, so local news, right? So imagine I'm reading off a teleprompter.
Now, you're local news?
I'm local news.
So then you will have not cared about the Caps all year long, but wear a jersey
right.
to the arena.
Right. But it's a taped story where they're showing fans outside.
You're now
or whatever.
The biggest fan, but...
Right.
Okay, very good.
The Washington Capitals are going to the Stanley Cup Finals. Right,
okay.
That's that one, right? So it's like, it's the fake inflection. You're going to go home and do something else, okay?
Don't forget to wear your jersey.
Right. Second one is quiet notification.
Oh.
Quiet notification. Maybe you're in a public place. Maybe you're in the quiet car. Maybe you're in a library. You guys, the Capitals are going to the Stanley Cup Finals. That's the quiet one.
That's a good one.
That's
I don't
the
hate
quiet
that.
One. Number three, what do I want to do? I might call this one cut a promo. Okay. I call this one cut a promo. Let me tell you something, brother. When it comes to the Stanley Cup Finals, I know of a team that's going to be there. They're from Washington, and they wear red when they play. When you see me, I'm going to be rooting, tooting, scooting, putting a stick where the sun don't shine, because my bottom line is the Washington Capitals will play for a great big cup of joy, baby. I'll see you in the Stanley Cup Final.
I really like
that. You see what I did there? It was like, I'm going to see you at WrestleMania, but it's a Capitals thing, you know?
Danny Ruye, your cutting of a promo, number three. Is
that winner. Was the best one.
That's your winner.
So that's a theme.
I've got one more. I'm going to call it Sunday at 11 a.m. at church.
Sunday, 11 a.m. at church.
It has happened. The Washington Capitals, thanks to the Lord himself and the divine intervention and some puck luck, are headed to the Stanley Cup. DC Sports, the curse is lifted. You are healed.
Oh.
How do you like that?
I like that one a lot. I like that one a lot because you were demonstrative with your hands. You couldn't see that on the radio.
The beginning was a little bit Barack Obama-y. You noticed that. Look,
there's a number of teams that started off.
My daughters went to Sidwell Friends, and they rocked their right. And the Capitals are going to play the Vegas Golden Knights. Bryce Harper likes Vegas, but he plays in D.C. kind of like a Bryce Harper Cup, if you will.
You know what I would love to do, in all sincerity? I literally just thought of this. We should get, and it sounds easy, like, let's just get Bryce Harper on. But we should get him on under the guise of, hey, give us a scouting report about Vegas. And, like, play it straight. Just do a straight shoot. Maybe he'd be interested in that. You think it'd be fun for him?
Bryce?
Yeah, it'd be like,
yeah, we're
not to over-talk to you about, like, national stuff because your guard's up in the media all the time.
I've reached out to the Nationals about getting him on. I'm not going to say that he's coming on. I feel okay about our chances to talk to him. I have been told there have been several.
Oh, I'm sure.
National requests made.
Because he know, I mean,
very similar.
And I don't think anybody begrudges it. He's a Vegas guy, loves, and he's a true fan. He knows so much about
them. He's a Mark Ingram.
Yeah, he gets it.
He is a Mark Summers.
Mark Summers, the host of Double Dare?
Yeah.
Good one. Put your hand up the nose. Find the flag.
He's a Vegas Golden Knights Mark Wahlberg. If you know what I mean.
They're a really good team, you guys.
He's a little bit of a Mark Hamill when it comes to Vegas.
I can't do a Mark Hamill. First of all, how do you know who Mark Hamill is?
Well, I don't know who he is. I think he went to Annandale High School, and he's an actor. I'm pretty sure. I know he's an actor, and I've heard his name a bunch.
That's amazing.
There's other famous Marks, but he's more of a Mark Zuckerberg. That's what he is to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you going to help me, or am I going to be alone?
You're rolling with Marks. Yeah. I mean, he's a Mark Trestman. He's just coordinating offense in Canada right now.
He really is. By the way, Pete knows so much about the CFL.
Really is unbelievable.
Pete came in here the other morning to talk to us about the CFL for no reason, by the way.
Can we pull back the curtain here?
That I love
me some Pete.
Yeah.
But I sometimes don't get what's stirring Pete's drink.
He came in
I don't know what we were talking about that prompted Pete to go, these guys need to know that.
Pete
and it was cool information.
In here, and he goes, it was. He walked in. This was literally yesterday. And he's like, hey, you know who the coordinator is of the CFL something? And I'm like, no, Pete. And he goes, Mark Trestman. I was like, that is crazy.
That is neat. But it started with had to correct an account that does like these historical bits of information.
That's right.
Because he knew so much. And he's right. He knows. He's an Encyclopedia Britannica.
He's the best.
Encyclopedia Britannica. He knew everything. And he corrected this guy. And then somehow 20 seconds later, we're just kind of like, I can't contribute to this convo. I'm just smiling and nodding. Next thing you know, he's like, I named all 10 head coaches or 8 head coaches, however many there are in Canada, and Johnny Manziel is going to run this offense, and Mark Trestman's successful, but not in the NFL, and he named like 7 other things. And I was just like, I can't fact check any of that.
Down the stretch we come. About 45 minutes to play here on G&D. Here's what we're going to do. Lines are locked. We'll get back to your calls on the Capitals and on one of the great joyous sports days in recent, maybe all time for a lot of your lives, including mine, DC sports history. Prepare, though, the way that you would make the announcement that the Capitals are going to the Cup with a name. So Danny has the promo. I've got the one you like is basically the wake up the neighbor.
Wake up the neighbors, yeah.
So how would you give that announcement? Also, speaking of announcements.
We have one.
We have a mega announcement to make next.
We just got it.
A big, old, fat, juicy, throbbing, amazing show announcement for you next on Grant and Danny.
Folks, Caps are going to the Stanley Cup Finals. How am I going to celebrate? Go see my pals at Ted Britt Ford. That's Al Fairfax Chantilly. Click away at TedBritt.com. I love these guys. Not just lip service. I got two Ted Britt Fords at home right now. These guys are awesome. I have loved doing deals with them. That's why I went back. That's their old business model. Let me pull back the curtain a little bit, all right? They've been in that Chantilly location for almost 60 years. You know how you do that? You know how you outlast the other guys? You know how you keep putting up great numbers? You go the extra mile. You do more than the other guy. If you have a great experience somewhere, you're likely to go back. That's Ted Britt Ford's entire game. So here's what they do on that front. 120% Kelley Blue Book value for your trade-in. Extra $1,000 towards any new 2017 or 2018 Ford vehicle if you are military and first responder, active or retired, taking care of the folks that take care of us. And when you buy from Ted Britt Ford, it's a little something called Ted Britt for life. Anything less than 100,000 miles, new, pre-owned, doesn't matter. You get it. Powertrain coverage, big stuff. Little things like Virginia State inspection. They'll fix your windshield if it chips or cracks. They're the best. I love them. Go and see them and tell them.
Welcome back, Grant and Danny, the home for Capitals hockey throughout the Stanley Cup playoffs. A postseason that, despite a Game 7 being played last night in a conference final, is still not over. Because next stop, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Vegas, baby, Vegas.
Caps, Knights, Stanley Cup final, Game 1, Monday night. And we got to thank our friends over at Crop Metcalf,
why?
Tim, Eric, and their crew.
How come?
Because they are sending us to Las Vegas.
Oh, I'm sorry.
106.7 The Fan, the Grant and Danny radio program. Your pals are going to be fishing out west, my friend. We are headed to Vegas to watch the Caps bring you live coverage, live broadcast from Las Vegas ahead of the Stanley Cup Final.
Thank you to our pals at Crop Metcalf, sincerely. Thank you to the Washington Capitals, of course, for participating and winning enough games to qualify for that. And thank you, everybody else that's also going to make the trip. Thank you in advance to EMP 180 Weight Loss for understanding that I'm going to make a goddamn display at these buffets. I'm going to the Bellagio buffet. I'm going to the MGM buffet.
And I'm not sure if they're going to be understanding.
I hope they are. There's going to be a show.
We've also got to thank, by the way, because a lot of people are getting on board with us right now. This is what happens when your team wins. This is what happens when your team's in the championship.
Everybody why we're here.
Wants to come together. Tyson's Corner Center is sponsoring our Stanley Cup Final coverage from this point forward. They have taken over to carry the torch for us.
Yes.
So a massive thank you to our sponsors, Tim and Eric at Crop Metcalf, who are flying us out to Vegas, putting us up in Vegas, and then our Tyson's Corner Center sponsor, for our Stanley Cup Final coverage. And while we're shouting people out, because I'm in a damn good mood.
Do it.
People like to give the sales staff a hard time from time to time around here. Sam Weiner. Sam and Courtney, who apparently got these deals in place today. May the Lord bless both of you. I love you both. If I wouldn't get sent to Sal's office in HR, I'd kiss you both on the forehead.
There are rules that govern office spaces. You can't do it.
But
you can't do it.
For those two folks who work here, for Crop Metcalf, Tim and Eric, for Tyson's Corner Center, our show is better for you. This station will be better for you. Our listening audience will be getting better coverage and better plugged into the Caps because of all of you guys. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And by the way, we should point out, if you want to be a sponsor who's involved in this Cup coverage, you want a little piece of the Capitals, you want to get in with 106.7 The Fan, you're either a part of the steamroller or you're a part of the pavement. Go ahead and call our sales staff now.
Train's leaving the tracks. Giddy up.
Put your skates on.
Washington Capitals are going to the Stanley Cup Finals, Grant.
Yee-haw!
That's an FYI. That's an FYI.
250,000. That's a keeper. Let's go to Andy in Sterling. What's up, Andy?
Andy.
Hey, good morning, guys. I realize it's 1:20 in the afternoon, but we were one of the crazies that was at the airport last night, so we're feeling your pain, Grant. Feeling your pain.
No sleep for you. Can you tell me about the scene? Because the Caps actually...
They tweeted out, don't do it.
Yeah, their PR staff requested
and of course,
nobody
showed
up.
We ignored it. I mean, let's be blunt. We ignored it.
So how many people were there? What was that like?
There was only about 15 of us. There was actually eight cops and 15 fans and about three reporters from different venues. And in fact, the reporters were even told not to come out, but they still came out. By the Caps office, and let me just give you a background. I'm 52 years old. Okay, I grew up with Peter Puck in 1975, learning hockey. Okay, so I've been doing this a long time.
Yeah,
I've lived through the pain. I drove 20 hours one way because I had Super Bowl 26 tickets in Minneapolis. I traded in Christmas gifts for cash to be able to drive to Minnesota. I couldn't afford the airfare. Okay, I remember watching Joe Juneau slap past Dominic Hasek to send us to our first cup. Okay, and then watching the then Power Red Wings wipe us as if we were someone's. Well,
yeah, my, yeah.
You can make the case. By the way, thank you for the call, pal. I'm glad you went to the airport and said kick rocks to anybody who said that you couldn't be there.
Pretty cool.
You and about a dozen of your friends. Before last night, you could make the case the Juneau goal was the biggest in Caps history.
You'd have to, right?
Now it might be that Ovechkin bomb off the Kuznetsov pass from the Wilson hustle and hit. That was everything that that top line is in a nutshell to start the scoring at 62 seconds. Wilson just obliterating Kunitz. Nobody I'd rather have him hit in center ice to get that puck.
Isn't that perfect?
Throwing the rubber toward Kuznetsov. Great cross-ice feed. Ovechkin from essentially his office.
He was like outside his office, down the hall a little
bit.
He was. He was on the way to the copy machine. He's like, oh, what? Now score a goal? Fine.
He was a little bit further away than normally is the office. He was at the vending machine.
It was a missile, that shot.
Eric in Alexandria is on Grant and Danny. Eric, so many calls over the years we've taken after losses. You're annoying. You're annoyed. You're frustrated by your team. And we're all yelling together and burying our sorrows. Well, guess what? Today?
Not this time.
You're talking about your team winning.
Hey, guys, you know, I had to cut the radio off because, like, last night I was listening to it on the radio because I couldn't watch the game, but I was listening to it. I had to cut it off because I was so scared that they would lose. But I think it's such a great thing that, that they are going to the Stanley Cup, and because there's so many teams that generations of kids in the metropolitan area have missed out on those championships because the teams would get somewhere close or get to the playoff and not make it to the next stage. And these guys have finally made it to the next stage for the generations that haven't of football player, of football fans, of baseball fans. And they, we finally got a team to do something around here and bring this and bring a generation to something here and show them what it's like when the city wins something.
100%, Eric. You have now given people an indicator of what's possible. If you are somewhere between the ages, I'd say, of maybe 10, 11, or 12 years old and up, you're hooked. It's over. You are now a Caps fan for a long, long time. And if you're my age, you never knew what it felt like until last night.
My buddy's kid, is whose house we were at last night, is 8. And he's, you know, takes these so seriously. And he's addicted. He's hooked. He can't go to bed. He'll like, they'll say, go to bed. And he's like, okay, fine. He's upstairs like every 5 seconds calling down. What happened to this?
That's
so they're
cool.
Finally like, just come on down, dude.
But
just
I
come on down.
I wonder what he'll remember. Because like I was 9 when they made the cup last time.
Mm-hmm.
I have the memory of the Joe Juneau goal and stuff that I saw on highlights, basically, that I've now made into my own memories of watching.
Right.
But that cup run, like as a kid, didn't mean a whole lot to me as a big fan because I didn't understand it.
Here's the association I have. I think about this. When the Redskins went to the Super Bowl in 1983, I was barely 4 years old. I now I've seen the Darryl Grant play a million times over, and I know that, you know, the some of the big moments because I've seen the YouTube highlights and everything else. I barely remember those plays, if at all. What I do remember were the grown men in the room that I loved: dad, uncle, a couple of friends, different folks that were over watching the game. The pure, unadulterated euphoria. Grown men tearing up, hugging each other, just so excited and happy. And I've never forgotten that. That's 35 years ago. And I remember that like it was yesterday. I will never forget that feeling living in Pimmett Hills in a track home, how excited everybody was.
That's a great point. Who gets your attaboy? Who you patting on the back? Who you giving a hug to today? Pick a capital. 800-636-1067. We'll give you ours next on the Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Line 8 has made it 1-0, Washington!
Attaboy, Alex Ovechkin, they said you don't come up big in big games. How about a goal 62 seconds into Game 7? Attaboy, Ovi, just a calm 22 points this postseason. Your 12th goal of this playoff run to get the scoring started. A goal, 4 shots on net, 5 hits, a blocked shot, a takeaway defensively, 17-38 on ice, including a .140 on the power play. Attaboy, Ovi.
Attaboy! Braden Holtby. Let's go through all the goals that he gave up over the last 7 periods. That concludes the list of goals that Braden Holtby gave up over the last 7 periods for a highly potent offensive club in Tampa Bay, which is now vacationing. Braden Holtby was outstanding. He wasn't called upon all that often, but there wasn't as much traffic in front of him, but there still was sometimes. He still had to make a number of huge saves, including one where he was all alone against an attacker. He made a couple saves in traffic. He was absolutely incredible, and frankly, he had to be. Had to get a little luck, too, in there as well. But Braden Holtby,
attaboy, Tom Wilson. You saw a guy throw a jersey of your teammate on the ice, and you decided to beat him up for doing so. I love everything about that. 7 PIMs, a big point on the Ovechkin goal. 3 hits, a takeaway. Won the only faceoff you took. 14 minutes, 31 seconds on ice. How about a minute 14 helping to kill a power play? Tommy Wilson, attaboy.
Attaboy! Nicholas Backstrom playing with a broken digit. Just still finding a way to help the club win. Even if the shot isn't there, probably yet, hopefully it is, by Mundy when you're playing in the Stanley Cup Finals, by the way. Still finding a way to help the club. Whether it's putting perfect saucer biscuits right on the stick of TJ Oshie for a power play goal in game number 6. Getting the tap in last night again in the empty net. Playing good defensively, neutralizing their best offensive lane down there in Tampa. Nicholas Backstrom.
Attaboy, Jay Beagle. Playing as hard as you always do.
Sure.
Attaboy, T.J. Oshie, a +1, who just guts through everything. Attaboy, Andre Burakovsky, from the bench to the stat sheet with a pair of goals. Attaboy, Devontae Smith-Belly. Miss Smith-Belly?
Oh, that's
not
Freudian.
As good.
That's Freudian, because you're hungry.
Yeah, but also, he's got a little bit of a belly.
Does he?
He took a puck off the back of the neck.
It's
attaboy,
smart.
Lars Eller, with a team-high 5 shots on goal last night. He was really good.
Do you play defense for the Washington Capitals?
Yes.
All 6 people raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Attaboy! Capitals defenseman. Everybody to a man was splendid, and you had to be.
Brooks Orpik, on behalf of fans everywhere, I apologize to you.
I apologize
for them deciding the day you signed a contract they didn't like you. And I apologize that they don't see what you bring to this team. Attaboy. Ron in Gaithersburg, what's up?
Hey, Ron.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Better known as Brother of Bernie. I get it a lot. Sorry, how you doing, Grant? How you doing, guys?
Good.
What's up, man?
Three quick hitters. Attaboy for Brian McClellan. Everybody, when he was hired, oh, it's going to be the same old McPhee stuff. Whatever, you can get over the hump. And the guy made news. I knew guys. Nick Pelly. Oh, why is he out there? Why don't we have younger guys out there? Trust is going to play younger guys. We're in the cup final, guys. Enough. So, number 2, guys, you need to get the sales staff to work on getting a sponsorship for the buffet out there in Vegas. That's what they need to work on.
That's probably next in line.
Nobody can afford what I'm going to do.
Don't worry about that. David in Woodbridge, how are you?
Hey, guys. How's everything going?
Well, we're going to Vegas. So we're feeling pretty good.
Yeah, there's a Stanley Cup final that's there. We'll be seeing it.
Yeah, exactly. I got to give attaboy to those 3 guys who took a nasty shot or a vicious hit to the boards and just decided they would not be denied the chance to play. And just came back warrior style and continued on. Grant, I believe we're about the same age. I had my 30th birthday last week as well. And
what day?
I just been 15th.
Oh, you were born 2 days before me. I love
you're
it.
So old, sir.
You're an old guy.
Very old. Much older than Grant.
Yeah, I know. It's a sad thing. But just for the fact that in my adult life, I have not had a chance to see a team that I so lovingly support hold up a championship trophy. We're getting close. We're not there yet. But to have the conference championship is just so awesome in my adult life.
My man, happy birthday to you. What a gift it was. for the good guys to get you a conference championship. Andre's in Manassas.
Dre.
No more discussing Kirk Cousins, Dre. We got a hockey team.
How'd they mess
cup.
Up the quarterback situation? Let's never take calls on it again. Go, buddy.
Dre.
TJ Hushman is out of call. Championship. That would be my call for to describe what's going on this weekend or next week with the Cavs. You know, Danny, I do have one serious question for you. One serious question.
Sure, buddy.
You guys talked about, you know, the game, best part. I watched the game with my son, loved it. He did ask me about the fighting. He did ask me about, you know, why is it allowed in hockey? And I know you've always had an issue about that, so I wonder if you've changed your stance
or
just up in the
you
moment.
Because you were pumping
question,
up Wilson's
Dre.
Fight. You hate fights.
I generally, and I stick by this, by the way. I think this is correct. I've always viewed this. I think the allowed mucking up fisticuffs expected part of the game that is that has held the sport back in terms of its overall acceptance in mainstream. I really do. That said, last night, that moment, it worked. So, does it make me a hypocrite? I don't know. I know this.
That's the point of it, that moment.
It felt right at that exact time. So, you know, you worry what would have happened if the other guy, Coburn, hadn't dropped his gloves coming out of the penalty box. Then it's you put your team at a disadvantage. But it worked out the exact right way, and hard to complain about it this morning.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the entire point of the fight right there, is you equalize and you basically manipulate, you dictate the rules. You say, what are you doing? You police yourselves. You can't throw our jersey on the ground, stupid. Why would you do that? Jackson in Gainesville, how are you?
Good, how are you guys?
Good, man.
Delicious.
So I was at Capital One last night, and like everyone, once DSP got hit in the neck, it was like everyone was like holding their neck like they got hit. It was painful, and we weren't even in the situation, but man, that's why I wanted to give my attaboy to him, because once everyone in Capital One saw him back on the bench after he got hit, like a few minutes later, the place just went crazy. It was insane. It was great to see him back out there. I feel like I'd be freaking paralyzed if I got hit in the neck like that.
That was frightening. Orpik came back after he got just a dirty shot to his back as well by Cedric Paquette. I don't know how that wasn't a penalty. That is the definition of boarding, by the way.
Again, I'll never understand. I'll never be able to see something in real time and be able to anticipate what the call is going to be.
He got teed up. He was up against the glass, digging out a puck. He got hit between the fours and 44, straight up in the back. There was no shoulder. There was no side. There was nothing. Just hit in the numbers. And we are told when that happens, it is illegal. And it should be a penalty and a fine and who knows what else. The Lightning season is over, so it doesn't matter if Paquette gets suspended, as far as I'm concerned.
So on the broadcast, they're going, you know, you're told not to do that. So, you know, they're fortunate. And instead of doing what should be done, which is, that's ridiculous. That needs to be a penalty. What's the NHL doing? You know what I mean? That's that part bothered me a little bit. But again, it's all water under a delicious bridge to the NHL finals.
Let's go to Colin in Fairfax. What's up, Colin?
Hey, guys, I don't have to ask how you are because I am jacked up right now. I'm on 10. What a day. What a day.
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
I will come at you like a spider monkey.
I'm late for class right now, but it doesn't matter. I'm going to tell my teacher I'm late because I'm talking about the Capitals with Grant and Danny. And thanks for the opportunity, guys.
You bet.
I'm just going to say a couple things. So Ovechkin, the first time I heard of him, it was like 15 years ago in my buddy's basement. I saw a poster and I was like, who's this guy? You know, wearing the OG jerseys. I'm only 23, right? And, you know, that's when I kind of started, you know, watching hockey and getting into hockey. I started playing hockey with my friends as well. And Ovi's always been my guy. And to see him lift that trophy up, like you guys said, man, like nothing could happen to me today. Like, you know, that could possibly change how I feel.
I love it. Thank you, buddy. Honestly, that when we talked earlier, and if you missed this part of the show, and the entire show is worth podcasting, if you missed any of it, grantanddanny.com/audio, thefandc.com. We've been waiting on a day like this in our 4.5 years together.
Yep.
As pals doing a radio show, but that Ovechkin era kid right there, mm-hmm. Not to call him a kid, I'm sorry to do that, but he's
but
at 23
stands, yes.
Years old.
Grew up with that era, yes.
Ovi breaks in when he's 10.
Yep.
He's 10, and mm-hmm. Ovi is a rookie. His entire childhood, life now as a Capitals fan, has been Alex Ovechkin's Capitals. He does not remember Marty Strzok at the Verizon Center like I do, or so many of these memories you go back to in the 80s, I go back to in the 90s. That's why this runs different 20 years later. That didn't exist. It didn't happen. There was no 23-year-old who was a 10-year-old who loved a Capital. You didn't have that. Now you've got tens of thousands of people with jerseys who wear red. The fan base is four times as big. Ovechkin has changed this city forever. The landscape of sports in this town will never be the same because of him.
Let me piggyback quickly. Think about this. As you mentioned, that guy's 10. He's told something is coming. Something is promised, basically, because of how great this player
is. Is it winter, do you think?
No, not this time. Winter is coming. Not this time. This time, all these titles, all these things were supposed to happen. These young guns, they were coming up together. They were going to be so great. And then it gets ripped away time after time after time after time. So it became that much more painful. Because nobody was promising me jack or squat in 1985. Nobody told me, hey, once they get a group of muck-ups, once they get Dale Hunter in here, now they're going to the finals. No one said that, but the promise was very real with Ovechkin. You saw it that first year that Boudreau took over. But man, oh man, for a guy like that who's never seen it, to see it is pretty cool.
Nat says he's headed to Vegas for game one. He wants to know where we're going to be at. We will give you the details tomorrow for those of you going to Vegas on where in Vegas we're broadcasting from, where we're hanging out. We got to do at least one, maybe a couple tweet-ups. We'll be out there for a few days. So if you're wearing your red or if you're going out there, plan on spending some time with the show. We're going on the road to Las Vegas. You're listening to The Fan. The playoff beard survives another round.
She continues.
The Caps are still a-dancing. They'll skate right into June. I always wonder what it must be like in these other cities as teams continue to win and the playoffs get longer and longer and longer. Because when you're out in the first round, it feels like a month ago because it literally is
it
a
is.
Month ago. It's been over 40 days since the playoffs started.
I just want to consistently wear shorts and watch hockey. You know what I mean? Give
June.
Me that.
June, man.
June.
We didn't talk about the Redskins OTAs one time in the last 3 days.
That is a great little benchmark, little metric to understand the magnitude of this thing.
I love it. Let's go to Tony in Herndon, wants to talk about my favorite Capital. What's up, Tony?
Hey, Tony.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I actually do remember the 98 series. I was there. I was at game three, and so it's been quite a jump. So it's so – I can't even express how excited I am to be back here and what an incredible feeling. That. But I have to say, For me, the best player, most consistent player has been Jay Beagle, because all the little things that he does on his line, I mean, it's almost as big as a hit when you see him pinning that puck across, you know, against the board and he's, you know, on a power play kill and they can't even get it. It's just he has this uncanny ability to just disrupt everything. And he's one of my favorite players. I don't know if you guys feel the same way.
He's my favorite player on the
team. Do you like him at all, Grant?
Not close. And I'll miss him next year because I think he's gone. Someone's going to pay him to be on the fourth line elsewhere, and he's going to get paid, and I'm going to be happy for him. But he's the longest tenured non-Ovechkin Backstrom Capital. He's third on the team. It's the Great Eight.
Mm-hmm.
It's back. He's been here every step of the way with Ovi, and then it's Jay Beagle.
When that puck was living down in the Capitals' end for minutes at a time, basically the entire first period to save the first few minutes, the occasional make Tampa uncomfortable, two guys, Tom Wilson with the freight train, and the other part was Jay Beagle, the forecheck, turning the puck over, keeping it down there, getting a cycle or two going. That was massive for them, just to be a pressure valve at certain points.
Let's mow through as many of these calls, final few minutes as we can. A little lightning round here. David in Bethesda was apparently in Tampa. What's up, David?
Hey, Grant and Danny.
Oh, this is
the
Mama Lucia.
And it was a pretty incredible, fun night. I got to sit in row three for the third period, and I'm excited as can be, but we still got to win four more games before we can go crazy. We as fans can celebrate the next 4 days, but we got to win four more.
Yeah, we'll keep the celebration going for the players. They got to turn their attention to Vegas starting tomorrow. I'll give them today to sleep and go out to a nice dinner and hang out with their families. As of tomorrow, it's Vegas time.
Yeah, they'll focus up. They always have. I mean,
yes,
think about what happened after the Pittsburgh series.
Exactly.
You know, you slayed that dragon. Next thing you know, oh, my God, they're celebrating too much. Nope, they actually were right on
task. How about
they
scored 10 goals in two games, and they were up 2-0 in the series?
How about that?
Jack, Fredericksburg, how are you?
Grant, what's up, man? How you doing?
Oh,
what a freaking day.
This is my guy, Jack Anderson. This is a longtime Caps fan I'm good buddies with, who's been at my house to watch many playoff losses.
Watch him come in second.
How amazing has this day been?
2015, Game 7 against the Rangers. Probably one of the worst feelings I've ever felt in my entire life.
Giant fart.
And it's all like, that came into my head immediately after this game last night. I don't even know what to feel or think right now. I'm just glad I'm not playing any of these games because, my gosh, I wouldn't be able to do it. I can't sit. I sit there and my heart rate's above 140 for these games, man. I don't even know what to say, man. It's great.
Did you shed a tear last night?
Dude, I actually did tear up a little bit. Not during the game since it wasn't super dramatic, but I hear the John Walton call come driving home last night from my buddy's house, and I got a little bit of a creeper for sure. Oh, my gosh.
I love it. Good to hear from you, buddy. Let's go to Drew in Chantilly on the fan. What's up, Drew?
Drew.
Hey, guys. So just like that 23-year-old who called in earlier, I'm only 20, so I'm kind of part of that OV era.
Yeah.
And to finally see these guys break through, man, it is something to make you shake. You know what I mean? It makes your heart go, man. It's awesome. Hope you guys have fun in Vegas.
Thank you, buddy. It's hard not to, right?
Glad for you, dude.
Mingo, Solomon's Island. You're up.
How you doing, my brother?
Hey, man.
Chilling.
Hey, look, I'm going to say first, I'm a novice at learning. I know about hockey, but I'm still learning the game as I go by. I've been out there a bit since the days of the Capitol Center. But I want to give a shout-out to Al Kokin.
Yes.
And I watch after the game, these guys and the young ladies, they get on there, they educate a person like me to the game. And one final thing I want to say, I would love for basketball players and football players, watch how hockey players celebrate. They celebrate with their team. They don't pull their pants down. They don't make it all about them. It's about a team.
That's a great call.
And that is one thing that I wish inner city kids and other kids learn. Watch hockey players celebrate with their team.
It's a great call, buddy.
Thank you, pal.
Yeah, thank you.
I love the Al Kokin call as well.
I do too, but to me, it's Al Kokin who's been doing it for 30. It's Joe Beninati. It's Craig Lachlan. It is the people who represent Capitals hockey so well on the broadcasts. Over the years, it's Alan May.
Uh-huh.
And the people who played for this team and sweat and bled for this team. Or in the case of Joe Beninati, there was a lot of bad Caps years where that was the reason I watched. Al Kokin educated me on hockey.
Yeah,
it's a thrill
here.
And an honor now to work alongside him at NBC Sports
same
Washington.
Here, man.
All those people yesterday are absolutely among those you give the attaboy to. That was the best sports night of my life. And I know for many of you agree with me. This was the most fun I've had on the air with you, Danny, today. It was a blast. I hope we get a lot more days like this, thanks to the Caps in the coming week plus, thanks to the Nationals and the Redskins and maybe even the Wizards in the future. But this is what it's all about. This one was for you guys. Thank you for listening. Come with us via your radios to Vegas. We'll be there next week.
Coming up next, besides CDBQW, Stanley Cup Final.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.